caught up with you in like 3 years. So what have you been up to?
What have we been up to? Well, I think the last time we spoke, we Stuart and I had just got together, or we'd only been together about 6 months. Stuart Warwick and I, we were both independent MSP coaches. We got together, built the Growth Hub, and all we did was we just got together to say, could we help more people, have more fun, change more lives, and have a bigger impact? And that lined up with our values really well. And we just sort of thought that'd be really cool if we could do that, because Stuart was naturally working with some of the larger MSPs. We were naturally working with some of the smaller MSPs. And today, we're looking at, you said, just about 50 MSPs in the UK, which equates to about 65 people, because we're now doing leadership training for them, and we're doing tactical sales and marketing with them as well to help them overcome, the challenges. You very well know what's going on. And it's we feel grateful every day to work in this channel, because I'm sure there are easier business sectors to get people to buy stuff from you, right? Than an MSP. But the transformation that we can make in these people's lives is it's a bit of an honor, really, to be honest with you. It's a bit of an honor to be able to do that. And also the channel, the community, like yourselves, and we were just saying Tech Tribe and CompTIA and some of the other groups that you've got. And but we were thinking the other day, looking the other day, right? We did a we would or I was doing just a bit of thinking. And we reckon there's around between 10 or 11,000 MSPs in the UK. So half of them are probably, lifestyle businesses. So some of them are quite happily plodding along. So we're probably looking at about, I don't know, maybe a couple of thousand, something like that, who are ambitious to grow. And then we looked at, how many people are actually going to the larger events, the vendor peer groups, the vendor communities, us, the likes of network group, other types of things like that. And I actually think when you add all of that lot up, because a lot of them are all the same people, I actually think you're possibly talking at around between 300 to 400 MSPs, which means,
They're active in the space.
which are active in that space, and they get value from the events, they get value from the community, Laura, which means there's 10 times the amount of MSPs. Where are they? What are they doing?
They're helping their clients. So
They are.
I used to work for an MSP like that. When I worked for this MSP, we didn't even know we were an MSP. We it was the server we provided technology solutions. And it was like we never went to any of these events. We were just focused on our clients and getting more clients. It was about growing the business. So you're probably tapping into what, like maybe, I don't know, 10% of the market
Yeah, it's
by going to these
mad, isn't
events.
it? It's mad. By the way, we're thinking about how to get to that other 90%. Don't you worry about that.
It sounds
Don't
like
you
you've put
worry
a
about
lot of thought into it.
Sorry?
It sounds like you've put a lot of thought into
We
it.
put we have put a lot of thought into it. We're actually just about to release. This is my accountability now. We're just about to release the Ultimate MSP Growth Guide, which is a guide for MSPs on how I want to grow my business, but I don't know where to start. Do I go and get a consultant? Do I go and get a mentor? Do I go and get a coach? Do I join a group? Do I join a vendor group? Do I join the tech tribe? Do I do, all of these different things? And it's just about to be released. It takes so long to do. I almost killed myself just doing
Like, well, let's make it easy then. Like, what's the first step in that then? So what would the first step be in, you've got all these questions in your head about how I want to grow my business. What's the very first step to take?
The first step is really deciding what winning looks like for you, and what do you actually want to do? What's your personal vision is the first thing, because
All right.
as I said, we were just talking before we hit the record button. We were we had a room full of, or had a 10 MSPs last Christmas, just before him doing a workshop. And every single one of them wanted to exit. Every single one of them plans to exit at some point or another, and sell and get the multiplier. But no one had a plan.
No one had a
No one
plan.
knew how they were going to
Not
do
even
it.
like a 12-month plan. This is the other thing. So, okay, you want to set these goals and these
Yeah.
expectations. Do you do it on like a 3-year plan, or is it a longer term plan, or is it looking at like how old you are now and where you want to be when you're
Yeah, I mean,
65?
yeah, the first thing is when do you want to stop doing what you're doing, and what does doing what you're doing look like? You know, does it, is it 5 years, is it 10 years, is it 15 years? You know, we see a lot of MSPs that have been in the space for 15, 20, you know, 25 years, and they've just struggled and bumbled along, you know, and it gets to a point where they just go, something's got to change here. Because, you know, when you get to the ripe old age of 50, Scott, I'm sure you're a long, long way from that.
Years, 3 years.
You're 3 years away.
Yeah.
I'm 3 years past. But all of a sudden, I was walking the dog one day, and someone said to me, "When you get to 50, you want to watch out because everything all starts going wrong." And I, you
That's
know,
already started with me, so
Jesus, yeah. So anyway, yeah, when you get to 50, all of a sudden you look at life very differently. Well, I
yeah.
did certainly, because you sort of go, "There's a pretty good chance there's more behind me than there is in front." Right. And you know, and then when you start looking at that, you sort of think, right, what have I got to do to make an impact? What do I need to do? What does my life look like? And that's the first step. You know, if I want to exit this business, I've got to build it. I've got to build it profitably. I want to get a good maximizer, and that's going to be my pension, right? Because many of these guys treat their MSPs as their pension. But if you've got an MSP under £1 million, there's word on the street in the M&A street that it's not really worth anything.
Oh, is
Someone
that
might,
right?
someone will pay you
Okay.
someone yeah someone will pay you some money for it, but it's not really worth anything,
I
and
was
it's
speaking
not.
to, it was Daniel Well, and he told me it's something like a one-to-one. So it's like, okay, you're
Yeah,
sharing
it's
over.
like 1 to 1, but when you get to 2 million quid, it's like a double, then three at
Okay.
three, four at four, and if all
That's
of
when
a
the
sudden you,
multiplier starts going up.
that's when the multiplier starts going
Yeah.
up. And when you think about the effort it takes you to get yourself to 1 million, and the effort it then takes you to get from two to three, I would say to go from, sorry, to, from one to two, I would say from going from one to two would probably take maybe 20% of the effort that it took you to get from, you know, it's the 80-20 rule, isn't it? You know, Pareto's law.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're in a position where you're more strategic, you're more hands off. You can then just go and do a bucket load of M&A and start buying MSPs. You can, you know, buy with one or two acquisitions, you know,
Okay.
maybe one acquisition, you could quite easily put 1 or 2 million pound on your MSP, and then your EBITDA starts, you know, once you start getting £1 million EBITDA, then your life really starts to change, right?
Does it?
You
Okay.
know, and you know, from a multiplier point of view, because you've got a systemized, processed business. The most important thing, I was talking to someone about this yesterday, was that you are not involved in operating. That's the most important thing. And we call it ONN, so owner not needed, S not, you know, Scott not needed. You know,
Yeah.
if your business can operate without you, you are going to sell it for a much bigger multiplier. And that's the goal, and that's what we help people do. And you know, obviously we love people to come and work with us, but not everyone's a right fit. Some people have different values, some people have different expectations, and that's where, you know, the mentors like Daniel Welling come in, because Dan's run his own MSP. He
Yeah.
knows what that looks like. We haven't done that, but we know how to build an MSP. And Daniel might have a different view on things, you know, to other people. Or there's, you know, I might just need some marketing support, like for yourself or, you know, Paul or, you know, whoever else is out there kind of doing that, wingman or whatever. And, you know, it's all around, you know, how do we get those thousands of people some support, whatever the support looks like? Because they jump around the support network, right? They'll get different things from different people, and then they'll do various things. So first thing is would be just sort your vision out, what you need to do.
Yeah, so I'd like to. I want to maybe focus in on this because I've done this myself for my business, and like, I think like my youngest daughter, she's 3 years old. So like, I'm like, okay, when she's 20, there's a good chance that she'll move out of the house, and that's potentially like when I can retire and like move down to the Mediterranean.
Well,
That's like my goal, like just to be in the
cool.
Mediterranean. But I'm going on to like compound interest rate calculators. Like I wish I knew about compounding interest when I was 20, but I like learned that fact when I was like only a couple of years ago. So it's like, okay, I've worked out like how I much I need to like put aside into a pension, and like how much, like if I were to build a business up, how much I would need to build that up to realistically to have that. Do you see, I mean, are the goals a different across the board that your clients have? Is it all about retirement? If it is about that retirement, are you looking at like, okay, what's it going to cost to sustain the lifestyle that you have now or the lifestyle that you want? I'd really like just to kind of hone in on that
Yeah,
because.
I think it's interesting. You've got one or two things. You've either got people who are they want to build the business, you know, that works for them rather than them for it, is one of our strap lines. And
Yeah.
I'm going to exit. It's going to be my pension, and I'm going to go and live in the Med, you know, and enjoy the rest of my life, which is amazing. The other thing, which is, I'm not going to say should be treated with caution, but should be treated with a bit more clarity, is I'm 50. I want to do this for 5 years, and then I want out because I want to go and do something else.
Okay.
And the reason I say treat it with caution is because when you're 55 and you've been running an MSP, or you could even be younger than that. We see some annoyingly young people being much more successful. but it's great to see, right? Because wouldn't it be amazing to be in that position 20 years ago or something like that? You know, we've got an MSP right now, and they are just bubbling under £2 million, and they're all under 30 years old. The three directors are all under 30 years old. And they're just stepping up and maturing, and I'm thinking, my God, just you guys just have no idea what you've got ahead of you. This is just amazing. Anyway, getting back to the kind of like the stopping and then doing something else. We talk to a lot of people in the channel who are have done that either with their business, their MSPs, or with other businesses, and then they get lost, and then they get not necessarily lonely, but they all of a sudden they go from one day where they're screaming around with tickets and having to go at the team, and they're building clients and da 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 networking and all that, and then all of a sudden it's like just gone, and
because they've stepped back, and
because they've literally sold the business, and then they've
put the processes in place where other people are running it, and that's they don't need to be there. Okay,
and then they just go, what do I do now? And that worries me, right? That worries me. You know, my wife, you know, she doesn't talk about retirement. I've said to her, I will never, ever retire as long as I live, because I think I'd just go nuts. I think I could think of doing what my grandparents did and sit there and drive down and get the newspaper and watch the racing on the telly and have lunch and then go for a walk and then go to bed. You know, I couldn't do that. That would just absolutely drive me nuts. And, you know, I've always got to be adding a bit of a purpose, adding some value. So I think it's interesting. It's good to have a calculator on what you need to do. I mean, the thing for me, you know, when the time comes and we hang the boots up, is that I do not want when I stop working. When I stop earning, this is a really point of clarity. When I stop earning regular money, I do not want my lifestyle to degrade.
Yeah, that's the same as me. You
know, financially independent. I still want to buy stupid cars. I still want to, you know, have holidays that make your eyes water. I want, you know, I still want, and why shouldn't you? Because why should, when you retire or when you like slow down in life, if you then got to start, well, I can only afford this and I can only afford, what was the point of bloody working?
All of that. And that's exactly the same as me. So I went into ChatGPT. I said, okay, what's the average inflation rate for the last 40 years?
Yeah.
And then work that out. Okay, I'm going to retire in 17 years.
Yeah.
It might, you know, what I'm bringing in this month, span that out by 17 years plus the inflation.
Yeah.
What is that number? And then okay, I need to have that amount I can take out of the pension every month.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Brilliant.
This vacuum you speak of where they you know, they've implemented the processes and they're no longer needing to be like in the business. It's running itself. Do you have any clients that maybe, and this is, do they have like, I've got this concept in my head. I read it in a book, and it's about referrals. So a lot of MSPs put in a formal referral process.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've heard some really cool referral processes. Like one I've heard, there's an MSP that I met in the States. They gave away a Tesla as part of the referral process. So it was like over the course of a whole year, and they got all these referrals from, you know, existing clients and things like that. And one lucky referral got a Tesla. And like, I was like, that's crazy. You know, it's just like, it's only something you'd hear in America. But then if you figure out like the lifetime value of an MSP customer, then that actually doesn't seem like such a crazy thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've heard of other referral programs where it's maybe the first month's recurring revenue. Okay. And that's a commission. It's a sales commission. I'm thinking like a little bit more, I guess, more of like making an impact on the world. So as opposed to giving the cash to the referrer, the cash actually gets donated to a local charity or a non-profit, and you partner with a non-profit in the local area, and you can do like this whole media release around it. I'm wondering if there's like any of your, you know, if any of your clients that have this issue of this vacuuming happening, maybe want to put in the time to actually making a change in the world, not just from a tech perspective to make people's lives easier.
Do you know what, Scott? Referrals with MSPs, referrals within the MSP network is an interesting one, because they don't care about them. They just, if someone is going to be a good fit for the program, they'll refer them in. They won't expect anything because of the values that we operate and the clients work, right? So it's really hard to drive referrals. You go and put a referral process into a whole room full of entrepreneurs, and they'll be out there selling your business to everybody who bloody walks up the street, right? But not MSPs. And likewise, because of a professional service, and because of people buy people, and people buy like and trust in the rapport. And also, you know, when we talk about referral schemes, their clients are not kind of like really lit up by referral schemes. They will refer people, but they will refer on the basis of helping you out rather than earning money.
Attraction to them.
Yeah, no, that's right. And likewise, we're not driven by that either. But you know, I mean, giving away Teslas, right? You know, you're talking to a petrol head who's not a great fan of electric cars. So the reason they're giving them away is because there's absolutely thousands of them left over now that the lump's gone. So they're probably quite cheap, but I get the principle on what you're talking about. And do you know what? Some of the subjects, because we do a lot of speaking and networking in the channel. Some of the subjects that don't get a lot of traction, and they should, are environment, you know, culture, society, sustainability, and all of this kind of good stuff.
Never really covered, is it?
It's not really, and it's and it doesn't excite MSPs, and it doesn't and I don't think it doesn't not excite them because they don't care about it. I think it's because it's not the world they live in.
Yeah, they're more into tech. Yeah. Like, show me a tool or a piece of software.
Yeah, it's not the world. It's not the world that they're involved in. Now, when I was talking to Elsa Nightingale from Canalys on one of the roundtables we did last year. It was around sustainability, and I need to try and remember the number, but I think the energy, the actual physical electrical energy it takes to do a ChatGPT search. It's 800 times more than it does for a Google search because of the processing power. It was mind-blowing. So if everything did go to AI the way that they want it to, you're going to need nuclear power stations on every bloody town.
You're going to need zero-point energy,
You look at sustainability. You look at, you know, every child has got, I would say, everybody under 18 has got at least two mobile phones. One that was the old one they're using as a backup, and one that they've got at the moment. That's two batteries, right? We never had that back in the day. You could get me going on all sorts of different things. I used to work for a power company, so I wouldn't worry about that. But it's interesting what floats their boat, you know.
I'm going to cut you off then. So last question, because I know we've got a hard stop here. Yeah. You want to tell me a little about the MSP Growth Bootcamp?
Yes, we've got a bootcamp coming up. Starting on the 1st of April in the UK, and it's basically a 6-week bootcamp where we're going to help you run through the 5 key frameworks we use here at the MSP Growth Hub to work out how to put £100,000 annual recurring revenue on your MSP in the next 12 months. We've only got a few spaces available, and it's a five week online, and then the last week we're hosting you at our mastermind boardroom here in Luton, in Bedfordshire. And for MSPs that are over 4 staff, £400,000 turnover, which basically kind of, you know, means that they're a serious business and they want to grow, ambitious to grow. And it's going to be an amazing session. We're covering leadership, sales, marketing, account management, building the plan, building your team, all of those great things. It's kind of covering all of those areas. It'll blow your blooming socks off. It's absolutely incredible. So yeah, I'd love to share that with your network, with your podcast listeners in the UK. If anybody's interested, then just drop me a message on LinkedIn, or we can put the link in the show notes.
That's what we'll do. And I've got tons of questions, but hey, it was really good to have you back. Let's make sure the next time it's not 3 years, eh?
Yeah. Absolutely right. I do love the fact that you're moving from your plan to move from Aberdeenshire down to the Med. You do know you're going to crispen up nicely for retirement, don't
Oh yeah, it's like the temperature here, it could be 12 degrees, even down in where you are, it's like double, you know? So it's like I just need a complete change. So yeah, anyway, thank you very much.
Fantastic. No, great to speak to you as well, Scott. Good luck with your ventures and what's going on up in your
Okay.
world.
All
And
right, excellent. I'll just
catch up with you soon.
all right, take it easy.
Cheers, mate. Take care.